From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. President Barack Obama arrived in Italy today for the three-day G8 Summit of Industrial Nations. The meeting will take place in the central Italian city of L'Aquila. Topics to be discussed will include climate change, world hunger, and Iran's nuclear ambitions. The White House is tempering expectations that the meetings will produce any major agreements. One White House aide says leaders will exchange views on the economy, but he doesn't expect they'll come to any concrete conclusions. The attendees will discuss ways to slow the release of greenhouse gases. The G8 drafted a statement endorsing the target of limiting the rise in average planetary temperatures. Faced with continuing ethnic tensions in northwest China, the country's president has canceled his appearances at the G8 summit. More than 150 people have died in the ethnic violence. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Urumqi.
President Hu Jintao delegated State Councilor Dai Bingguo to represent him in Italy and then hurried back to deal with the ongoing crisis. Security forces in Urumqi today displayed their increased presence with columns of troops in the street and helicopters in the air. There were scattered skirmishes among the Han and Uyghur ethnic groups, but no major battles have been reported. Residents appeared to be carrying fewer weapons than yesterday, and a curfew imposed last night kept many vehicles and pedestrians off the streets. For the moment, though, tensions still appear to be too high for the local government to ease security measures. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Urumqi, China.
California, Illinois, and other states are continuing to wrestle with the budget crisis. Ohio is also among them. Bill Cohen of Ohio Public Radio reports.
At midnight, Ohio began operating on a second one-week budget because the governor and state lawmakers are deadlocked over how to balance a new two-year budget that was supposed to be in place July 1st. The impasse is over whether to fill part of a $3 billion shortfall with revenue from slot machines, and if so, whether voters should get the final say. As the deadlock continues, the one-week interim budgets, with 30% spending cuts for most government agencies, are beginning to cause problems. A telephone hotline for Medicaid recipients has been turned off. Some fees are not being collected. The state is losing out on some federal matching money. And the governor says that means the money hole is getting $13 million deeper every week. For NPR News, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.
Oil prices fell to near $62 a barrel in Asian trading today due to growing concerns over a slower-than-expected recovery in the global economy. Benchmark crude for August delivery fell by 71 cents to $62.24 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Stock Exchange. Japanese stock prices took a beating today. The Nikkei was down by 227 points, or 2.4%. This is NPR News. American Lance Armstrong has moved closer to the lead in this year's Tour de France. Frank Browning has a report from Paris.
Armstrong, the seven-time winner of the Tour de France, who is nearly 38 years old, advanced to second place in the race. Armstrong missed taking the first-place yellow jersey by less than a second in yesterday's 24.2-mile time trial, crossing and circling the southern city Montpellier. Fabian Cancellara of Switzerland's Saxo Bank team barely held on to first place. Equally stunning were the other members of the team Astana. 2007 Tour champion Alberto Contador, who is third overall, Andreas Klöden of Germany, and Levi Leipheimer of the U.S. 2 months ago, Astana was broke due to loss of support from the Kazakh government and threatened with cancellation. Today's 122-mile run stretches from the trendy beach town Cap d'Agde to Perpignan near the Spanish frontier. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
The Associated Press is reporting that a widespread computer attack that began July 4th knocked out websites of several government agencies, including some that are responsible for fighting cybercrime. Officials say that the Treasury Department, Secret Service, Federal Trade Commission, and the Transportation Department's websites were all down at varying points over the weekend and into this week. Some were still experiencing problems or delays last evening. Officials familiar with the outage, which is called a denial-of-service attack, said the fact that the government websites were still being affected 3 days after it began indicated an unusually lengthy and sophisticated attack. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.